Do you trust the experts, or would you rather do your own research? While it's important to think critically and maintain a healthy skepticism, there really is such a thing as expertise, and in many domains of life, it really does matter. In the new book, Credible: The Power of Expert Leaders, author Amanda Goodall argues that leaders who deeply understand their industries have more successful businesses and happier employees. Amanda is a professor at London's Bayes Business School and has been a visiting scholar at Cornell University, the University of Zurich, and Yale. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hello, my name is Amanda Goodall, and I'm a professor of leadership at Bayes Business School in London. I'm going to run through five insights from my book, Credible: The Power of Expert Leaders, which is based on close to 20 years of my academic research into what makes the best leaders. Number one, why we need credible, core business experts, not generalists, to lead our organizations. Core business experts lead and manage the world's best performing organizations. Being able to walk the proverbial walk is critical. Simply being a competent general manager is insufficient. Over the last 20 years, I have used rigorous research methods to examine CEOs and line managers in all types of workplaces. For example, every boss in every company over 18 years in one country, the country of Denmark. I've also looked at hospitals in the US and found that those led by physicians outperform hospitals led by general managers. NBA basketball coaches who were outstanding players lead their teams to greater success. Tech companies, universities, professional service firms, Formula One racing teams, and high schools all succeed to the top and maintain performance when their leaders and managers are those who have acquired a profound understanding of the business and a mastery of the core activity. Credible core business experts make the best leaders. The importance of expert leadership is not limited to certain industries or sectors. It applies across the board, from the brilliant teacher who, having inspired her students, moves on to lead and inspire a whole school, to the masseuse who, after years of working for others, trains to run her own business and sets up a spa, and the engineer who joins Mercedes as a trainee and eventually becomes its chairman and CEO. We need expert leaders at all levels of the organization, from non-executive directors on a governing board to the CEO, and through to every level of management. The term expert is not elitist. It's not just about the professions like medicine or law. It refers to anyone who has mastered a trade to a high standard. For example, a talented chef who opens a restaurant, journalists in newspapers, and carers in care homes. People without whom their organization simply could not function. Number two, so why aren't all organizations led by core business experts? The managerial class has grown substantially since the 1960s. With it, hand in hand, a devaluing of genuine expertise. Managerialism has in many cases replaced domain-specific judgment and reasoning, and management has been reduced down to a collection of skills and techniques replacing expertise acquired through a career. Generalist bureaucrats often put systems in place that require yet more generalist bureaucrats to run them. Managerialism, metrics, process bureaucracy, and the rise of general managers all became prevalent in education, healthcare, policing, the military, business, and across government. Think of the time-wasting box ticking done by doctors, teachers, social workers, and many others. Business schools have played their part in this unfortunate shift towards generic management. Neither intelligence nor an MBA can substitute for expert knowledge and experience. But when the right leadership training is matched with professional knowledge, the best leaders and managers are developed. This is why I run a leadership program designed especially for physicians. Number three, how do expert leaders achieve great organizational performance? What are the mechanisms through which they influence those around them and create high performance among teams, departments, and organizations? First, expert leaders are able to develop a clear sense of purpose, and this shapes their organizational strategy, which is aligned with their core business. As a young man in the 1920s, Sachiro Honda fixed bicycles in his father's repair shop before starting an apprenticeship in Tokyo at 15. He was a talented mechanic whose technical skills flourished after opening his own business. Soon Honda was manufacturing piston rings for engines, and after the Second World War he created the Honda Technical Research Institute, which is where in 1946 his motorized bicycles became motorcycles with engines designed by him. Sachiro Honda was intrinsically motivated. His own technical expertise, innovation, and above all, love of engineering drove Honda's corporate strategy in all senses. As an expert leader, he stayed centrally engaged, even test driving new vehicles right up to his retirement in 1973. Expert leaders also take the really long view, reflected in their investment in R&D. They pursue sustainability with a commitment to excellence. This is arguably what US firm Emerson Electric has done. Emerson was established in St. Louis, Missouri in 1880. Incredibly, the company is on only its fourth CEO since 1954. Each has spent almost his entire career at Emerson prior to becoming head, and each did the job for 20 years, two decades as CEO. Imagine the kind of stability and opportunities to plan strategically this offers. Emerson has resisted the temptation of short-termism, unlike so many companies, and they have reaped the benefit. Emerson Electric outpaces stock market gains, read the NASDAQ headline in April 2022. Its performance has been exemplary. Expert leaders must themselves perform to a high standard. This creates an exemplar that sets the bar high for existing workers, for new hires, and internal promotion. It is the leader's responsibility to establish the quality threshold in an organization. If an outstanding expert is hired as CEO, then the bar is automatically raised. I interviewed Patrick Harker when he was dean at the Wharton School of Business, and he opened my eyes to the importance of expert leaders for hiring and raising standards. When he said, to be credible, the standard bearer must first bear the standard. In other words, if you want to reach a higher height for your organization, you must have reached it yourself and be seen by others to have done so. This signals excellence like a quality beacon to potential new talent, to non-executive directors, donors, investors in the market. For example, in trying to create a world-renowned biomedical research center, the Francis Crick Institute selected Sir Paul Nurse, a geneticist and Nobel Prize winner, to head it. Naturally, Paul Nurse also had to understand how to motivate people, manage and lead. Number four, how do expert line managers raise employee job satisfaction and retention? The wheels of organizational performance are oiled by line managers who make up the bulk of the world's supervisors. Bosses matter intensely. Our research revealed first that a person's immediate boss has the largest effect on job satisfaction. And second, that expert bosses have the greatest positive influence on employee happiness and retention. Indeed, the effect was double that of their earnings. Naturally, we want satisfied workers, but it's also important because a growing number of studies show that happy workers are substantially more productive. So how do expert bosses create happier workers? We found that expert line managers, those who really understand the nature of an employee's job, create work environments in the following ways. How do expert bosses create happier workers? We found that expert line managers, those who really understand the nature of an employee's job, create productive work environments in the following ways. They set appropriate goals, give informed feedback and evaluation, motivate through shared values, communicate goals clearly, support staff in developing their career, consult with their teams about how work can be completed, engage in innovative thinking, allow more autonomy in working, and engender trust in the organization's senior management. They create a safer work environment from things like bullying, have happy employees who are less likely to want to quit, and finally, and importantly, they lead by example. Number five. What do the best expert-friendly organizations do? To really achieve expertopia, the best organizations also incorporate these following characteristics. They have built a company philosophy that affirms the value of expertise and actively seeks to grow it. Culture is used as a tool to allow expertise to permeate up and down the organisation. They enable autonomy, organisational flexibility, and ideally profit sharing. And they allow minimal bureaucracy. Expert line managers are given considerable freedom and responsibility, and in return, they must be accountable. They are focused but diverse, organised but disruptive to engage divergent thinking and experimentation, which means being tolerant of some failure. They develop an environment that fosters informed dissent. Yes men and yes women need not apply. They create physical spaces where experts collide, which facilitates unplanned interaction and collaboration, and provides a stimulating workplace that reminds employees why they want to be there. And they build a culture of curiosity and questioning and promote continuous learning. So, to conclude before I sign off, I believe the pendulum has swung way too far down the generalist managerial path. Generalists have created workplaces riven with bureaucracy, metrics, management jargon, and other impediments to productivity, longevity, and innovation. And we have acquiesced to non-experts on climate change, leaving us in sight of another extinction. Our world urgently needs credible expert leaders. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Amanda. That was Amanda Goodall with 5 big ideas from Credible, The Power of Expert Leaders. For more leadership ideas, check out our book by 4, Culture is the Way, How Leaders at Every Level Build an Organization for Speed, Impact, and Excellence. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.